From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tropical Storm Dolly is slowly moving farther inland over Texas. The storm has sustained wind speeds of 60 miles an hour, but Richard Nabb of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Dolly has likely done her worst.
It's no longer over the water, which provides its fuel, so we expect gradual weakening during the day today. It could become a tropical depression by tonight or by Friday morning.
Dolly slammed ashore yesterday as a Category 2 hurricane. The storm has drenched parts of South Texas with a foot of rain or more. The rain set records in Cameron County, but has not appeared to pose a threat to levees on the Rio Grande River. A bill that would help some 400,000 struggling homeowners avoid foreclosure could be law within a matter of days. It cleared the House yesterday and is expected to win quick approval in the Senate. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
After months of negotiations between congressional leaders and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, the housing package is on track to become law. It would provide refinancing help to an estimated 400,000 homeowners facing foreclosure, give first-time homebuyers tax credits, and allow the Treasury to rescue government-created mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. President Bush had opposed the bill because of a $3.9 billion grant program to rehabilitate foreclosed properties, but the White House dropped its veto threat, citing the bill's importance to the stability of the nation's housing and financial markets. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, the Capitol.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama has kicked off the European leg of his trip overseas. He's now in Germany, where he is to deliver a speech before an expected crowd of thousands in Berlin. He had planned to speak at the Brandenburg Gate, but that ran into opposition from German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel has said the landmark is a place for presidents, not candidates, to speak. A collision on the Mississippi River has spilled hundreds of thousands of gallons of fuel oil into the river. The Coast Guard says a tugboat involved in the spill did not have a properly licensed pilot. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from New Orleans.
The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating the incident that left a miles-long oil slick on the Mississippi. A tanker and a barge being guided by a tugboat collided early Wednesday morning. Investigators now say that no one on the tugboat was licensed to operate on the river. The operator apparently only held an apprentice mate's license. The collision ripped the barge nearly in half. Its wreckage could be seen peeking above the water. The Coast Guard says the barge was carrying about 400,000 gallons of fuel oil, and they're assuming it's all now in the water. No injuries were reported in the incident, but the Mississippi has been closed to traffic near New Orleans, and vessels are already queuing up, although they may be waiting for days. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, New Orleans.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A closely watched special parliamentary election is being held in Glasgow, Scotland. The result could be a marker on the political future of British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Larry Miller reports from London.
The election in the Glasgow East parliamentary district should be a walkover for Britain's ruling Labour Party. It last won the seat with a big majority. Glasgow East is one of the most economically depressed areas in Europe. Life expectancy is lower than in the Gaza Strip, and unemployment is 25%. The Scottish Nationalist Party claims Labour has ignored the problems. Even though Prime Minister Brown is Scottish, he hasn't campaigned there, seen by many as an electoral liability. While the SNP needs a massive swing of voters to take the election, even a close race will send shudders through Labour, which has lost the last two special elections and seen its national popularity crash since Brown took over as leader from Tony Blair. A Labour loss will give overwhelming ammunition to those who want the party to dump Brown. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Israel has revived a plan to build a new settlement on the West Bank. Israel Radio says a key committee has approved the construction project, but it can't go ahead without final approval from Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Defense Minister Ehud Barak. News of the committee's decision has angered Palestinians. Palestinian negotiator Assad Erekat accuses Israel of undermining U.S.-backed peace talks. The U.S. pressured Israel to halt plans for the settlement 2 years ago. Turkey's military says its fighter jets have bombed 13 Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq. A statement on the military's website says the attacks happened yesterday and that the military is still trying to determine whether there have been any rebel casualties. This is NPR News.